CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American Research Professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. And an exciting news item pointing to the end of this month. U.S. Army Lieutenant General Laura Richardson, scheduled to assume duties as commander of U.S. Southern Command, called SOUTHCOM in Army talk, from U.S. Navy Admiral Craig Fowler during a change of ceremonies at the end of this month. Richardson previously served as commanding general of the U.S. Army North, NORTHCOM, in Texas. Evan, this is Army talk, but good for Admiral Fowler. He completes his duty, and welcome General Richardson. However, what is SOUTHCOM? What should we understand about its duties, its mission, and is it involved in something, for example, that we just talked about, Alex Saab's extradition and the secrets he might hold about bad actors crowding into Latin America? Is that part of SOUTHCOM's writ?
Absolutely, John. SOUTHCOM is one of six geographic combatant commands. It basically helps our joint military structures to coordinate operations in various different parts of the world. You have AFRICOM, you have CENTCOM, you have EUCOM, you have PACOM, among others. And so SOUTHCOM is that entity that is responsible for any type of military relationships, both the partner relationships and the security coordination and the professional military operations and that we may be engaged with in that part of the world. Interestingly, SOUTHCOM is actually separate. NORTHCOM actually has responsibility for Canada, the United States, of course, and Mexico, as well as the Bahamas. So there's an interesting cut in that. General Richardson actually was responsible, as I understand it, that had experience with also Army North, which was actually the Army component of the U.S. Northern Command. And so she actually is very familiar with the challenges of at least, the region. And yet at the same time, she has a strong Army background as well as, actually, it's an interesting background that she has as well, having previously worked as military aid vice president Al Gore, as well as working as the head of our congressional liaison office. And so she's a unique figure in that she has experience, working in Washington, those dynamics, working in the region, in that she served in Afghanistan and Iraq and in Korea. She has an aviation background, and she has a regional background. So she brings an interesting combination of attributes. Having said that, though, I also, having had the honor and the privilege of working with the SOUTHCOM team and Admiral Fowler, I think the key thing for both Admiral Fowler and incoming General Richardson is that both fundamentally got and understood the importance of the partnerships that we maintain. And as you asked, those partnerships are often, because the nature of this, AOR focused on things like, combating drug flows and other insecurities, and certainly, dealing with these other challenges. But understanding the relationship between China, authoritarian actors like Venezuela and others. Venezuela is one of the countries that is a country within the area for which incoming General Richardson will be responsible for.
So the stories, the anecdotes we have of Russia with a hand in Caracas, or Tehran with a hand in Caracas, or the Hezbollah guerrilla terrorist organization present in the continent. All of those are concerns of SOUTHCOM as well as DEA, FBI, DOJ, all that together?
Absolutely. So SOUTHCOM is responsible essentially for coordinating the joint forces as they relate to the countries in the region. However, anytime you look at our policy or activities for any given region, it really comes down to a State Department-led effort. So at the embassy level, you will have the various different forces that come in. They might involve, for example, when we look at Venezuela, and you had Jimmy Story's team, unfortunately for a time, having to operate out of Colombia because of the situation there. But those efforts involved coordinating efforts by our military. Certainly, the concerns that Venezuela Venezuela with its Russian Sukhois could attack, Colombia. Those would certainly be issues that would relate to the military. But you also have, all of the sanctions issues that involves Treasury and OFAC. Certainly, the efforts now, Department of Justice, a range of others, the interagency intelligence community. So when you look at Venezuela, it's really the Southcom piece, the military piece, is one piece of a coordinated, at least ideally a coordinated interagency effort.
Latin American research professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, the Strategic Studies Institute. We're going to turn to a country that I've not touched upon for many months, if ever, Ecuador. It turns out this is the outlier in the general trend in Latin America towards populism, towards autocracy, towards some kind of handoff to our adversaries, but not Ecuador, not now. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.